Welcome to Gesundheit with Jacobus Health Talk Radio, integrating allopathic and all-natural medicine one show at a time. Here is your host, Jacobus Hollewine.
Oh, good morning, everybody. Oh, let me grab this real quick. Yeah, I forgot something. Hey, nice to be with you. How are things? This is a program about health, healing, and healthy lifestyles. I give the experts a chance to chat about what they do for a living, the passions that they have in their work, books they have written, articles, research they're working on, or just something they just want to share with us. And usually it is all about health. Gesundheit means health or good health, and that is what the program is all about. Now, keep in mind that as we talk about these topics, it's not the idea that we're here to diagnose, treat, or cure. It's all about information, education, and some entertainment to go along the way. So there we go. Hey, wonderful to be with you. Let me tell you a little bit about my guest, Rudy Dogoni. I am really excited about this. As many of you know who are regular listeners to the program, I have had Dr. Michael Platt on the program a few times, and he back in 2015, I think, was the first time I talked to him, and it changed my life because it opened my eyes to something that I had. There were certain parts of his story that I knew, and there was other pieces of the puzzle that he brought that started to connect hormones, progesterone, cortisol, adrenaline, insulin. It all started to make more sense to me, and I have been able since that day and since the shows following have been able to help customers in the store much better to understand how they can control some of the issues they're dealing with in their health. It is absolutely a pleasure to have Rudy Dogoni with me on the program because he is a giant in the industry. He is somebody who has so much respect. He's done this for over 30 years. And this is a man, he is a compounding pharmacist. Let me just tell you a little bit about him. Hope, help, and healing through education and the proper use of bioidentical hormone replacement therapy is more than an occupation for compounding pharmacist and hormone expert Rudy Dogoni. It is his passion, mission, and a spiritual journey. At a very early age, Rudy had a burning desire to help people. At the age of 17, he enrolled in pharmacy school, and by the time he was 21, he became the youngest pharmacist in New York City. He quickly developed a reputation as a visionary in the pharmacy business, and before too long, he owned 10 pharmacies around the Big Apple. Seeking a better quality of life for his family, Rudy sold the New York pharmacies and headed for Arizona. Once there, he purchased Clark's Pharmacy in Carefree, Arizona, and set out to help enhance the lives of thousands using his expertise in compounding medicine and hormone replacement therapies. Rudy has worked for years with Dr. William Lee, an international acknowledged pioneer in the study and use of hormone replacement therapy for women. Together, they were instrumental in the education of thousands of healthcare professionals about the role of hormones and the use of bioidentical hormone replacement therapy in healthcare. The fire department in Phoenix, Arizona was so impressed, they approved the use and coverage of bioidentical hormone replacement therapy in the healthcare of their employees. After seeing the positive impact this had on the health and quality of life for millions of people, Rudy has made it his mission to spread the word about this remarkable treatment modality. Now, if you'd like to find out more about Rudy Dogoni, go to his website, Clark's Pharmacy AZ, clarkspharmacyarizona.com. But he is with us today on the phone. Good morning, Rudy. Good morning to you. How are you doing?
How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
There are just a few little changes I would like to talk to you about what you just said.
Yeah.
If I could. The first thing I want to say to all your listeners and to yourself is that I'm not important. It's not me. What's important is the message.
Yes.
And if we can get the information out to people, that's what's important. We're not going to be political, but no matter how I do it, I always go back to God and say, you know, it's God that's coming through us. And if anybody says they're an expert, run. Because the more you learn, the more you realize that you don't know everything.
Sure.
We did figure out some things, and even though we do a lot of help, and I have been able to talk to a lot of doctors, you know, and it's been very humbling to be able to help as many people as we have. But yes, to me, the real value of all of this is that when people come to me, they'll say, "Oh, I've been praying, and someone gave me your book, or gave me a website, or gave me a video, or I have been praying, and someone mentioned you and told me to call you." So to me, the fact that I'm here on the radio with you today is a testament to God, not to me. Okay, in my books, at the front of the book, I always say, you know, with God, all things are possible.
Yes.
I just wanted to put that disclaimer on there, that anything that we do here is all about helping people and educating people so that they could be able to get the message that hopefully they've been praying for or hoping for to feel better.
That's okay? Well said.
That's our first disclaimer.
Okay, that's good enough. Yeah. So, was there another one?
Yeah, no. With that being said, I'd like to jump into it because I have been known to talk sometimes for as much as, you know, 10 hours.
Yes.
How I got involved in this was a long time ago. I had pharmacies back in New York, and someone came to me and said, "Can you compound a certain prescription?" And I did. And after I compounded the prescription, they came back to me and they said, "You know, because of your help where other people couldn't do it, we were able to not have another miscarriage."
Oh,
and
wow.
We were able to hold on to the baby, and now there's life is in the world because of your help. And I was hooked. I was totally hooked. I sat there and I said to myself, "Wow, what a powerful message that is to be able to help people in that way." And so I wanted to learn more and more. So I went to seminars where one doctor was teaching about bioidentical hormones and in one part of the country. And then I went to another seminar and spent several days with other doctors and then other doctors and then read all the books that I could.
Yes.
And at a certain point around the year 2000, I got connected with Dr. Bill Lee. And when we were with him, we decided to start our company called Profile Health, which now is no longer exists. But at that time, we tried to do telemedicine. And as we were trying to do telemedicine, we were way ahead of the bell curve, by the way.
Yeah.
You know, because that it wasn't accepted then, it's accepted now. But at that time, it wasn't very well accepted by, you know, regulatory committees and everything else.
Now, let me ask you a quick question. Who is Dr. Bill Lee or William Lee compared to Dr. John Lee?
Okay, there's two different people.
Okay.
John Lee is the one who pioneered bioidentical progesterone a long time ago. And he was advocating the use of 20 milligrams of progesterone for everybody.
Correct.
Okay?
Yeah, that's right.
Dr. Bill Lee is a doctor that I met here in Arizona. And he was instrumental in helping me, or I should say I was instrumental in helping him, with the Phoenix Fire Department and with starting Profile Health, this company that we were talking about that did the bioidentical hormones via telemedicine.
Profile Health. It's called Profile Health?
It doesn't exist anymore. It went out of business.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So that's it. Just to give you an idea. It went out of business 12 years ago.
Okay. All right.
And we tried to get the message out back then via telemedicine. What the good thing about that company is that since we were doing that, we got enormous amounts of information.
Hmm.
You can read all you want in the books or on the internet, but nothing is going to give you the privy to get into what's happening to people as working with them on a one-on-one basis. Right. I teach doctors on bioidentical hormones, and I say to them, I go, 90%, or I should say 10% of how you treat the patient is looking at the labs and seeing where their levels are. Mm. 90% of how you should treat the patient is how they're feeling.
Yes.
Because if the lab says that they're normal and they're not feeling well, you have work to do.
Yes.
Okay?
So, great point.
So don't look at the labs and treat the labs. Treat the patient. Okay? And so I give classes, and I've asked, I've been asked by a lot of doctors a lot of different questions for a lot of different disease states, or what I call conditions, okay? Because sometimes you have a disease, and that disease is really not a disease. It's just a condition of where your body is at that moment.
Correct.
You know, so people say to me, well, do I need to use hormones for the rest of my life? I said, no, you don't need to use them. You don't need to do anything. But do you want to? You know, some people will say to me, if I don't need them anymore, the doctors say that I'm 80 years old and I don't need to do this anymore. I'm more of a risk. And I go, you know, you could live your entire life from now until the day you die breathing 5 times a minute. Okay?
Yeah.
Just count every 12 seconds and then breathe. Will it be comfortable? No, it won't be comfortable. Because most people breathe about 12 times a minute. Okay?
Yeah.
So why do something or stay in a certain condition where you're not comfortable? So here comes the bioidentical hormones.
Excellent.
Sometimes if you get the right mixture back into your body, all of a sudden people say to me, wow, I haven't felt this good in 10 years. I haven't felt this good in 20 years. Some even say, I've never felt this good.
Huh.
How do we get there? How do we get these people to feel that you know, that moment in time where they say, wow, you know, I really feel at one with the planet, I feel at home in my own skin. Because I can't tell you how many people come to me and say, I feel like a stranger in my own body.
I see.
And that's the scary part, you know. So again, we're here to give them information. We're here to be able to talk to people and give them a message. And the message is that there's help. There's hope. You know, if you look at how you have to help yourself, it's not one thing that's going to take care of it. But this is a big piece. When I look at health, I tell people, I say, think of a deck of cards. In a deck of cards, half of them are red, half of them are black. Okay?
Right. Yeah. Uh-huh.
The red ones are danger or illness. The black cards are health and wellness. So if you have half, your chances are 50-50 that you're going to be okay. Well, what could we do to remove the red cards? What could we do to add more black cards? So these are the ways that you go to be healthier and healthier and healthier. Hormones is, for me, the most important way to be able to add more black cards into the system.
I see.
And doing cleansing and taking vitamins and doing other things to remove the red cards, like eating properly so you're no longer having, you know, toxic things in your body, is a way to remove the red card.
Yes.
So if you were to remove more red cards and add more black cards, you'd be healthier.
That's right.
Okay?
Yeah,
And that's the whole thing. Now, I am not a health guru. I am not a person that you'd say, wow, this guy looks like Arnold Schwarzenegger. No, I am 270 pounds.
Yeah.
But I have a flat stomach.
Yeah.
I don't do a lot of exercise. I probably should do more. Okay,
uh-huh.
I am not the perfect person, and I'm going to gather that your listeners are more like me, more normal people.
Yeah,
I'm just saying that if you're going to do certain things that are not good for you, you might as well do some things that are easy and are good for you to at least put in more black cards. You're going to do things. Everybody likes to eat. You had a gala yesterday. I'm sure there was good food there. I'm sure there was dessert there. I'm sure there was some sugary things there, okay? Yeah. I'm sure there was coffee, okay?
Uh-huh.
All of these things may not be the best for you, but I'm not going to be one that says you're supposed to cut everything out. Now, I may tell some patients that because of where they've gotten to that condition, that it would be a good idea to remove these things from their repertoire for a certain amount of time. But what I'm doing is to get them more into a healthier position, a healthier condition. And then at that time, they may want to introduce those things a little bit again.
Yes.
Okay, into their repertoire. I don't say you can't take this forever. You have to eat a vegetarian diet for the rest of your life. No, because you have to enjoy your life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying if things are harmful to you, you have to decrease them.
Well, and there are people who are vegetarians who really enjoy life, but I at the same time, there are people who are vegetarians or vegans who haven't studied how they can get the proteins and fats in the diet, and they end up not feeling good, the hair falling out, hormonal problems. I see it on a regular basis, and so you have to study. If you want to make such a drastic change, you really need to study what you need to do, you personally, not what the books are saying, but that will work for you.
Exactly. And that statement couldn't be more correct. Okay, information and study and listening and finding out for yourself and trying things for yourself.
Yeah.
Many times people come to me and they say, Rudy, I feel like I'm in this dark tunnel, and I look to the right and look to the left, and I can't find a way out.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm at. And can you help me?
Yeah.
I can tell you story after story of men and women, okay, that have come to me and said, you know, Rudy, how do I take care of this? Because if you can't help me, I'm ready to commit suicide.
I see.
And they feel lost. And I look at it and I go, when they're taken care of, when these problems are fixed, okay, they come back to me and I got a text just yesterday and said, I owe you my life. And I go, no, not me, okay?
Yeah.
Do not praise me. I am not nothing to be praised of. I am just a messenger.
Yeah.
If you found something and I was able to give you information that changed your life, that helped you, praise God. And that's how I feel. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, with that being said, I'd like to tell you a couple of little stories.
Sure.
And telling you these little stories, because we have plenty of time to be able to get through the information to help people. But I want to tell us this little story. I tell this story usually at the end of my lectures.
Well, let me first tell our listeners who you are, because some people may have tuned in late, folks. You listen to Gesundheit with Jacobus. And my guest is Rudy Dragoni. He is an acclaimed hormone replacement therapist, and he is of pharmacy. He's a pharmacist, compounding pharmacist from Arizona, Scottsdale, Arizona. He's on the phone with me, and he has written quite a bit of information. He's come out with a new book that I'm going to try to get into the store. But if you have any questions for him today on the show, 522-8255, 406. 522-8255. If you don't want to call in but text me and ask a question or give a comment, you can do so at 406-599-2519. 599-2519. And then we can address those as they come in. Thank you, Rudy.
Oh, okay. So again, this is a question that this is a story that I usually tell at the end of my lectures. And I'm going to probably send you a couple of DVDs of this particular lecture that I did, 15, 16 years ago. And my father was 65 at the time. He had a heart attack.
Yeah.
And when he had a heart attack, I said to him, I said, they went in, they put a stent in his heart. And I said to him, I go, Dad, come out to visit us in Arizona, because he lived in New York. And he, about 8 months passed, and he said, no, you know, I can't go because my heart hurts. So got in the plane, drove, you know, flew back up to New York, and they had just finished doing an angiogram on him. And there I am standing in front of the radiologist and the cardiologist, and they're showing me, because they know what I do, they're showing me his angiogram, and they said, look, we're going to cut here, cut here, cut here, cut here, four different cuts, and give him a quadruple bypass. And I said, whoa, 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 time out. I go, my father's got diabetes. He's got hemochromatosis. He's got a thyroid problem. He's got osteoporosis. He has, you know, his legs from his knee to his ankles are black, okay, because of iron deposits from the hemochromatosis. I says, now you're thinking about, you know, breaking open his chest, probably breaking a couple of ribs while you're doing surgery. taking out a vein out of a leg that already has, you know, a diminished capacity for blood flow, and he's got diabetes. I go, you're sentencing him to have his legs eventually cut off.
Right.
And I go, this is not an option. And they pointed their finger at me and they said, if you take him out of here, he will strain going to the bathroom one day and he'll have a heart attack and it'll be your fault. So it is this society of fear that they push into us to make us do what they want.
Yeah.
And I went to my father, and he was still in the gurney with the incision from where they, in his leg, where they did the angiogram. And I said to him, I go, Pop, I don't think this is the right thing to do. And he said to me, my mother died at 24 in Italy, and my father died at 58, and I'm 65. Maybe it's my turn to go. And I said, you're crazy. Instead of going to the thing we're going to call Bellevue, okay, God gives you the opportunity to live, and you have to fight to be able to live. You have to fight to learn to be able to live a better life. And
Rudy, and Rudy, I have to. I want to hear the story, but we have a very hard break coming up. We have to finish it after the break. Stay tuned, please, folks. Gesundheit mit Jacobus will be right back with Rudy Dragoni. Stay tuned, please.
Making excellent use of your time and mind. Listening to Gesundheit with Jacobus every week.